Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on with Retreat?
Sure. Just a bit of history. 2 years ago, the administration put five prisons, a handful of them in the West, three of them here in northeastern Pennsylvania, SCI Retreat, SCI Waymart, and SCI Frackville, on a potential closure list. And they went through a process. We forced them to have a public meeting. We had a hearing in Harrisburg. The community here in northeastern Pennsylvania, in those three counties, rallied around their facilities, and we were able to keep every one of them off the closure list. We knew that there would be another battle. The historical trends have been to close prisons. There's a kind of political, ideological philosophy in terms of reducing the prison population and moving away from state institutions. We're seeing a similar political philosophy play out in Whitehaven Center. We knew we would have to fight another day, and that day has come to fight to save SCI Retreat.
Talking to Senator John Udicek. Okay, so what is, I know you fought hard last time. What is your plan this time?
Well, this time we have the double impact of a our Whitehaven Center and SCI Retreat, both in Luzerne County, both in small communities, and the combination of the job loss is over 800 jobs, 840 jobs,
right,
to be exact. It's over a $105 million economic loss annually, losing their operation budgets, supporting small businesses, supporting those employees and the families that are served by those facilities. So it's a big, big economic hit. We're going to make that point. We're going to make the point that those facilities are well run, and they are. They have tremendous employees. They have tremendous administrators. They do great work. They're efficient. We need to make the case that the economic impact is going to be devastating to northeastern Pennsylvania. We just hit one of our a record. We had the lowest unemployment in 43 years in, yep, Luzerne County. Spent most of my professional life working toward that goal. 20 years in the General Assembly. We've created 4,000 jobs in the last 20 months. As I communicated to the governor, we can't halt that momentum. We can't have state government wipe out nearly a quarter of that economic progress in one fell swoop. And and if this is the direction and these decisions are final, we need to work together to reinvest and have a reinvestment strategy in Luzerne County. Because unfortunately, in the Northeast Corridor, we're usually first in the recession and last out. And if there's hints and there's conversations among economists that we may be heading towards another recession, losing that many jobs, losing that much economic investment in Luzerne County will be devastating. So yeah. I'm working with Senator Baker, Senator John Gordner, two Republicans, a Democrat. Party doesn't matter. Democrat, Republican doesn't matter. This is about those families, those working families who do a great job at both of those facilities.
You bring that up as far as, what do you say, first into the recession, last out?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this before. It's like, I get it. They want to cut. They want to cut. But can't they cut somewhere else? Can't they cut somewhere else and say, you know what? These people now have to relocate to Northeast PA. They could use a boost.
Right. Well, I you know, mentioned it in the joint release that we put out with Senator Gordner and Senator Baker. You're asking too much of Luzerne County to balance the budget. One county. I don't think there's been any point in the history of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania where two state facilities are closed in one county in one summer. It's never been done. That they have to take into consideration that economic impact. They have to take into consideration what that does to those families, what that does to those communities. It's going to be challenging. And Newport Township, where SEI Retreat is located, neighborhood of Glen Line, it's been documented by an economic organization. It's the poorest neighborhood in Pennsylvania, 48% poverty rate. So now you're going to take out the biggest job creator in that area. And yes, I understand that folks say we shouldn't build our economy on prisons. That's true. But to those families, it's not about economics. That's survival. That's their job. They go to work every day. They get paid. They pay their bills, and they get their kids off to school and hopefully get them off to college and hopefully to a good job. That's their life, and we're ripping it away from them. We're gonna fight for it, and we're gonna make the case. It's too important to these families. It's too important to the economy to lose Erin County, to lose these facilities. But if we do, if the wave of national trends away from prisons and away from facilities like Whitehaven, well, then we have to double down and reinvest in Luzerne County and build out and help us continue the economic momentum that we've had over the last 2 years. I shouldn't have to be fighting state government from halting the economic progress we've made over the last couple of years.
There's a figure that's out there that says between Whitehaven and Retreat possibly closing, that there'd be an economic impact of more than $100 million to the region. Now, have you seen that figure? And where do they get those numbers? And is it over a quarter of a century, or how long?
No, that's annually.
Annually? Seriously?
Both of those facilities, SEI Retreat is about $56 million operational budget. Whitehaven is around $48, $50 million. You combine those operational budgets, and the majority of those operation budgets are salary, staff, and benefits.
My apologies if I sounded like somebody who goes, "How much does milk cost today?"
Right.
And they go, "When I was a kid, it was a nickel." That's what I sounded like there, and I'm not that. Wow.
No, so that's when you combine them. I mean, it is going to be hard enough. When we fought to save the prisons in northeastern Pennsylvania 2 years ago, that was just about prisons. Now, as it so happened, at that same time, they closed Hamburg State Hospital, which is a facility similar to Whitehaven, and closed Pittsburgh, SEI Pittsburgh. So they closed a state facility and an SEI. They're doing the same thing this summer. So this we understand this is about their budget. This is about political philosophy. But I'm asking everybody to pause. Look at those numbers. They're staggering. In terms of the jobs, if there was a company that employed 840 people in northeastern Pennsylvania, and they knocked on the door of the Capitol and said, "We're leaving," we would do everything we possibly could to keep them here. We'd put every incentive on the table to keep them here. I'm saying, don't shut the door on SEI Retreat and Whitehaven.
Yeah. Has the governor released any sort of statement yet?
There was a statement out by the Department of Corrections today about SEI Retreat. I was on the phone yesterday with many of the unions that represent the tremendous workers there. They know there are challenges. They know that the location of the prison, the age of the prison, and the fact that it's potentially the only prison that has a bridge over the Susquehanna River, I believe it's the only one in Pennsylvania, they're all challenges. We understand that. But we want to make sure that the Department of Corrections and the administration, and thankfully, you know, with my colleagues like Senator Gordner and Senator Baker, we were able to put in state law over the last year after we had that battle to save those prisons. We put in state law, they have to have a public meeting. That'll happen in the fall. And they have to defend their decision. They have to validate their decision. So we're going to go through that process through a very public and transparent process. They need to defend the decision to shut down SEI Retreat. On Whitehaven, we have a Senate hearing coming up September 24th. Senator Brooks, the chair of the Human Services Committee, has been kind enough to set that up so that we can do the same thing with the Department of Human Services. They have to defend his decision. They have to hear the voices of the community and the people that work at these facilities, and that's the best way that we make the case. There's no question that when the community rallied 2 years ago, I've never seen in my two decades in public life a community come around and come together on one common cause, and that is to save the jobs, save the economy of northeastern Pennsylvania. I'm hoping we could rally again.
How much of your time does this take? Like, what percentage of your job do you think is now focused on this?
We'll do this 24/7 until we get a final decision. Last time was a little different. It was a proposal to look at five prisons and close one. This is different in that they've already announced their proposal to close SCI Retreat.
Right. Okay.
This isn't an exercise. They've made the decision now. As I mentioned, the law that we passed kicks in. They have 90 days to do the public hearing, and then they would have somewhere around another 4 or 5 months. So this process is going to be the next 7 months. I'm hoping that when the folks in Harrisburg step back, look at the job loss, look at the economic impact, they're going to reconsider this decision to close SCI Retreat and Whitehaven Center.
Are you optimistic?
I know it's a challenge, and I've been honest with every family, every employee, and looked them in the eye and said, look, it was magnificent and historic what we were able to accomplish 2 years ago.
Right.
We know we'd be in this fight. It's going to be an uphill battle, but you can be assured I'm going to stand with you shoulder to shoulder all the way. And if we can't, again, if we can't keep these facilities open, I'm going to need Harrisburg to double down on their investment in the economy of Luzerne County and northeastern Pennsylvania, the 81 corridor. We can't lose the momentum to have for the nearly in my entire life, the lowest unemployment, 43 years. That's significant. That progress should not be wiped out by the actions of state government.
Who should people call? They're listening right now. Obviously, you know, I always hear people say, call your local officials. That's what they're there for. And now I'm guessing that can be distracting if you get 1,000 phone calls in a month. But is there a way that someone listening who wants to stop this closure from happening, what do you recommend? As someone who's in that system, what do you recommend they do?
Call It's not a burden. I want those calls. I want them to get on our social media platforms. I want them to call because their voice is what helped us win the day 2 years ago. Their information, their family stories, they helped us win the day. It was their voices that won the day. We need them to rally around again. So call our office, the state senator, state representative, get the community engaged, business leaders, everybody across the board. Because when we did the numbers 2 years ago, you think about the closure of SUVI Retreat, and you think about, of course, that immediate job loss. But there are businesses, local businesses that support them. The local township, they will lose tax revenue. The school district will lose, the Anticloak Area School District will lose about $2 million in tax revenue. There will be a ripple effect across the board in this community here in Anticloak, Newport, and the South Valley, Luzerne County.
But you're a Pennsylvania senator. You know how this works, though. If they if the schools don't get the money, they'll just raise the property taxes, right? Sorry,
right. That's
a whole other thing.
And no, that's an argument we made. I mean, you know, you take that out of the economy. Now, if a lot of these folks have to relocate, I mean, think about that. I mean, if they put their homes up for sale, they have to move. You're taking a tremendous amount of money out of our economy. I'm going to do all I can to stop it, and do all I can to make sure that Harrisburg state government doesn't walk away from Luzerne County.
It's a shame when you hear stuff like this, because this could really devastate that area.
No question about it.
And remember when my neighbor growing up, she grew up in the town with the coal fire. Why can't I think of the name? Centralia. She grew up. So literally, the way we used to kill towns was actually set a fire underneath them. Now it's just making decisions. That's just really sad. Like, it used to have to be something that, oh my God, how did this happen? This is now it's something like, oh, those guys, get rid of them. It seems unfair. It makes me angry, even though I'm not like yelling.
You know. Understood. Yeah, there's a lot of anger, a lot of emotion. I was at the Board of Trustees meeting last night at the Whitehaven Center. Family members who have loved ones there, employees. It's emotional. This is a very personal. There's a personal impact above and beyond the economic impact. And you know, I have history at Whitehaven. My mom worked there for many years until she retired. She knew those families. It's a family. you know, just like any other workplace, you create a whole family unit there. So there is above and beyond the dollars and cents and the numbers and budget decisions and policy decisions, there's the personal. And this is a very personal blow to the people of Luzerne County.
Yeah, and I know people, somebody's out there listening going, but it's business, it's not personal. Well, guess what? That's a garbage saying, because you can't, if business changes and then it affects personal, everything is lumped together. So I appreciate the fact that you say you're going to go and just try to make this happen again. You've done it once, so see if lightning can strike twice. I don't know if that's the best use of that phrase, but I'm going to use it and call it a day. Listen, Senator John Udicek, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.